Coach, it was another tough shooting first half. What do you tell the guys at halftime?
Just basically keep believing. You know, we needed to play harder. We needed to cut harder. We just needed to do some things harder. We thought that the first half they played harder than we did. So some things were going good for them. Basically, they executed at a high level. Things that we talked about taking away, we didn't take away. Guys that we talked about in the scouting report, that what they're good at, and we didn't do a great job of taking those things away early. And conversely, when they're getting to do things that they like to do and you're not scoring at a higher level, you can get a deficit, like we saw the last two games before tonight. So, but then the second half, you know, we got some energy going from the defensive end. You know, guys off the bench helped give us a lift to get the guys going a little bit, which was good. And we were able to carry that into an overtime opportunity. And then we just couldn't execute enough in the overtime. We're getting no stops, basically, to pull it out.
I mean, you answered my next question, is what was the turning point? So for you, it was the defense.
Yes.
Energy.
Oh, yeah. Guys off the bench gave us a spark. The energy, you know, from the bench was great. And I thought it helped those guys. It helped the starters get going. Because it seemed like they didn't get going until late, as far as executing at a higher level and defending and rebounding. So, but that was pretty much.
And then how nice, obviously, not the end result you wanted, but for Jonas to get going and have 21 points. And then to hit that the game-tying layup.
Yeah, it was great. He played his butt off. I mean, he's a tough dude. He's a warrior when it comes to competing on that court. And, you know, he was able to get some things going for us late. And, you know, he's a never-give-up attitude, which we got from some guys off the bench to help get it going, to help Jonas and Walt and Fletch and Nevin, those guys get it going. So I got to credit the bench a little bit more about getting those guys going, you know. I thought Jonas did a great job of helping us down the stretch there and get it done to get to overtime. So it was just tough. You know, we had a couple guys foul out, but you know, I'll say our guys competed at a high level the last 10 to 15 minutes of that game. So what can you do now, though?
So what do you tell the guys after a game like this? Obviously, you faced a big deficit, but then showed a lot of fight to come back. So is it a glass half full type of mentality right now?
Pretty much, yeah. I think when you look at the defensive part of it, if you defend at a high level, you will always give yourself an opportunity to win. And we didn't defend at a high level early in this contest. And then you can't always think that the ball's going to go in the basket. This is basketball. That comes with it sometimes. So, but you have to believe in what you're doing and that the shots that you're getting and taking are the shots that we want you to take, and shots you've made the first 6-7 games. So you just have to believe that. So and just grind it out and get ready for the next one.
And then Malcolm, he was actually +6 today. How do you think he's been progressing his sophomore year? I know you work a lot with the post players.
Good. You know what? He tries to do everything we ask him to do. His first thing is to go in there and defend and rebound, and then get on the offensive glass and just try to help us execute offense, you know, help get guys open. So, no, his progress has been really good. You know, I think, you know, when you look at as we go forward, it's just nice to have another guy outside Nevin that comfortable with what's going on the court. And, you know, as we have some other young guys that have a chance to be pretty good, but, like, I think he's definitely come a long way because he's a really confident kid and he really just wants to do whatever the coach is asking him to do to help us win.
And then finally, have a few days to recharge after playing 3 straight days.
Mm-hmm.
What do y'all want to work on these next few days?
Not shooting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we'll have an off day tomorrow. Let them rest up, but get back in the gym and execute some offense and make some shots, but then reiterate the things defensively that we need to consistently do, regardless if the ball's going to the basket or not. Those things you can do all the time. You can't control the ball going in, but you can control your effort defensively and your concentrations and focus. So it was good. 3 games in 3 days is a grind. You know, you can talk about it before you get into it, but once you get into it, it's hard. But guys have to understand all the teams had the same situation. So just got to be able to come out and execute on both ends to be successful.
All right. Thank you.
My man.